the Thanksgiving cause for them. And they put so many plates in front of me. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, that won't be me. I'll be doing something different. I'll be thinking, but I'll be doing the same thing I do every day. I'll be thinking about music, art, herb, and food. And they're like, well, it's just a time when families gather. I was like, gather for what? Gather to celebrate everybody whose colon can stretch the farthest with dead carcass. I mean,
cause you're not an advocate. Like, you're not somebody that's out. I mean, you're a normal advocate. You're just like you have like a profoundly different viewpoint. You're just kind of like, hey guys, like, why are you still doing that? Like, you're chewing on like why are you looking at me like I'm strange when you're the one with like a leg in your mouth? Like that's actually something I put that in there. I forgot about that. But like, I touched on the fact it's kind of where like you're in this position. You're like, why are people looking at me like I'm strange when I'm not the one with like leg in my mouth? Like, why do you look at me like I'm strange when I'm not the one eating the flesh? Like, why should I have to lead the life of a strange one when you're the people that are like grounding up cow bodies? You're taking like something that shits and looks around, and you're grinding it up, ripping the fur off, like, and spraying it down with water, and reconstituting it into a circle. Like, why do I have to deal with the strangers? I feel like you deal like a form of injustice that like a lawyer could like try earth with and just be like, and one of the things that you might want to do is like raise some money and take a trip to India, visit a vegan culture, visit like a culture that is just vegan, been vegan, doesn't like looks at cows like, yeah, that's a living thing. We actually worship those. Like, you know, like visit like a vegan culture. Like, India is the only one I know. If I knew of others, I would mention them. I think San Francisco has a strong vegan culture also, like for a more local one. Like in terms of like United States, like San Francisco, from what I understand, they're very powerful in the vegan art ways. Mm-hmm. I think you need like a, I don't know, like you'd be comfortable. You'd be like, Cincinnati is a city of like of skyline chili.
Porkopolis.
It's Porkopolis. I mean,
Cannes, Oscars, Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
Procter & Gamble. I mean, Boar's Head. You know.
And this is strange for me because like I've never really focused. I've always been like, yeah, the hand sandwich. you get from the store, but then you're like, oh, dude, that thing used that like 2 weeks ago. That thing was walking around making noise. And I'm just kind of like, oh, that's really strange. Yeah.
Does it taste good?
It doesn't really taste like for a long. Like, it doesn't. I mean, that's one of the things I read. It doesn't taste good. Like, you like just like you can't tell me like people. It's kind of, well, you know, I like to smoke. Like, no, you don't like to smoke. You just do it. Like, it doesn't taste good. You can't tell me like a cigarette tastes good. You don't actually enjoy smoking a cigarette. You don't actually enjoy eating a steak. You just tell people that you do. And then for people that say like, no, I really enjoy eating steak. Like, you really don't. You can't enjoy that. Like, that's not an enjoy. Like, you think that you tell yourself it's an enjoyable experience, but it really isn't. You've been patterned to think that. But then the thing that I think, one of the things I want to know is like, is there like, people talk about the Illuminati and this and that. Like, it's scary either way. Either it's a headless beast, where it's just capitalism that got out of control, and now and there's farms of animals feeding people beef and poultry, like, and it's just headless. There's no conspiracy. There's just successful farmers like doing raising livestock. The other side of things, there is like a conspiracy where it's kind of like, no, we're going to feed them dead carcass because it'll impact their spirits or some strains. Like, is there a strange answer to why it is? Or is there just a very normal answer? If there's a normal answer, then like, which I assume there's a normal answer, because if there's a normal answer, then you can do something like I wrote in here about how like I'm assuming that there's just a very normal answer for why carnivorous ways are so prevalent. That it's just there's just successful farmers being successful business wise, and what that means is like that being true. You can succeed as an advocate. You can succeed, like the advocacy of veganism will succeed because there's no overarching enemy to say, no, you have to eat the cows. That, it's just, it's supply and demand. There's a demand for flesh, so people eat flesh. So if you can, if, So as you paint pictures that show people that it's not a viable means of existing, then you can make headway. Whereas if there's a sinister plot to get people to eat cows, then vegans can get hurt. But that doesn't happen. So I doubt that's true. So I imagine there's not a sinister plot to get people to eat flesh. It's just that it's for whatever reason, like that's the product that people chose to sell. Why? Like in terms of like differentiation in capitalism, why a vegetarian fast food restaurant has not popped up? No idea. That doesn't make any sense to me. But one of the things I wrote about in that was that like one of the things that we could do is if we could help McDonald's develop, if we could get the vegan community together to like the vegan community, if the vegan community did one thing, like if they rallied to get just one vegan item on the menu. Like if we can just get one vegan friendly item on the menu, we'll go to McDonald's and we'll support McDonald's if you'll put a veggie patty on the menu, or if you'll put walnut pate, or if you'll put flaxseed crackers, if you'll just put a single vegan item on your menu, we will patronize your restaurant. That's the only thing we'll buy, but we'll do that. And like I wrote about how like the vegan community can work with McDonald's instead of being like an adversary against the fast food industry. Take notice of the fact that they have real estate that's in place, that they're doing whatever works to keep their real estate in place. If you can keep their numbers the same, like if the vegan community can do something like say, we will give you free advertising, we will socially network on the internet, we will pay for advertisements, and we will work in our communities to get people to purchase this new item that you have on your menu if it's vegan friendly. Offer a vegan friendly item. You know, negotiate with us. I think it would be easier to work to change menus than to work to create like a new franchise. Well, not franchise, but a new national franchise operation. It'd be easier.
What is a franchise?
A franchise is like you develop a system, like you develop a restaurant style, and then somebody copy, like you develop a formula, and then you lease your formula out to somebody else. Like you develop a Sun Food Sovereign formula for restauranteering, and then you take that formula with your recipes, your menus, your style, everything that you feel like makes your restaurant successful, you sell that to somebody else, and they pay you for the rights to use your menu, your recipe items, and this and
the right or license granted by a company to an individual or group to market its products or services in a specific territory.
Yeah.
A store, restaurant, or other business operating under such a license. So before we put out this book, we gotta get licensed. I gotta get the company. I gotta actually turn into an LLC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, because right now it's just a sole proprietor. But I've been functioning under just legally as a sole proprietor with the mindset of a full-blown enterprise. Just to, you know, and it's better that way because if all the LLC